The other day, the Hong Kong Electric Company announced it has signed a contract with a Japanese company for the construction of a gas-fired combined cycle turbine unit, which will be commissioned in 2020. It costs over 3 billion Hong Kong dollars. The investment will be mirrored in the company's rate of return. That shows it has already begun to make plans in relation to its post-2018 scheme of control agreement. Furthermore, we gather that the CLP Power Hong Kong Limited has new ideas about natural gas sources that have to do with its fixed asset investments. Those moves the two power companies have made have to do directly with their rates of return. Clearly, if they fix the investment plans and avoid being entangled with the government about their rates of return, they will eventually take whatever they want.